I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. Falling oil prices will result in a $103 million reduction in spending this fiscal year by state government. That determination was made by the Revenue Estimating Conference after hearing from the chief economist for the Louisiana legislature, Greg Albrecht.
We've got further weakness in oil prices and a little bit better picture about oil prices, but the news is bad.
Based on economists' projections, the Revenue Estimating Conference has increased the budget deficit for next fiscal year by another $203 million to $1.6 billion. Albrecht says it's due to weak oil prices.
We're going to end this fiscal year and move into the next fiscal year at an oil price that is half of what we ended it last fiscal year and moved into this fiscal year with.
State government watchdog C.B. Ferguson says that he believes the state government can handle that without a dramatic reduction to state services.
I think the simplest way is to simply not fill funded but unfilled positions.
The $103 million deficit for this fiscal year means the Jindal administration will be forced to make cuts in the next few weeks. Firefighters have found a body inside a home where a fire was reported in Holden. Louisiana State Fire Marshal's office says crews responded after a neighbor reported seeing flames shortly before 10 a.m. Tuesday at the wood-framed brick-veneered home. When firefighters entered the structure, the body of a man was found in a recliner portion of a sectional couch located in the living room. It's where investigators believe the fire started. The investigation team says the body was severely burned and identification was impossible. The Livingston Parish Coroner's Office will perform an autopsy to determine a cause of death and identification later this week. Authorities are still investigating what caused the fire. And a groundbreaking ceremony is scheduled today for a new streetcar line in New Orleans. The New Orleans Regional Transit Authority says the ceremony will take place this afternoon on North Rampart Street near the New Orleans Athletic Club. Construction began earlier this month on the just over 1.5 mile line, which will run from Canal Street up Rampart along the edge of the French Quarter. It will end at Elysian Fields Avenue, connecting to the existing Canal Street line and the Union Passenger Terminal. The new line will cost $41.5 million. It's being funded through a 2010 bond. Construction is estimated to last 2 years. The KEDM weather forecast, mostly sunny skies during the day today with a high in the mid-60s. This is KEDM News.